me and you. 99.9 WTUZ. Well, good morning to you. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring waking you up. Of course, your morning show powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. On a Monday, starting off, another work week where later on in the week, the temperature will be somewhat arctic, if you will. I know, the bearer of bad news. Hey, coming your way today, we're jam-packed. Morning quickies later this hour. Next hour, what's number one from over the weekend? That's brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. And then, of course, you have a chance to win $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. Also, throughout the whole entire week, this week, how about some 90s country concert tickets for you guys, huh? It's 90s Country Night, unplugged, if you will, at the Canton Palace Theater. Joe Diffie, Mark Chestnut, Neil McCoy together, all one night, one stage. And, of course, all week long, we'll be handing out tickets to you. So stay tuned for that, not only this morning, but all week long. That show, by the way, February the 21st, so less than a month away. All that coming your way this morning. Remember, there's plenty of ways to join the morning show. Send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Use our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. On social media, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com.
Z Country.
Z Country, 99.9 WTUZ. It is a Monday. You think it's chilly now. You just wait until about Wednesday or Thursday, and then we'll chat again then. That's Michelle over there. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It is indeed. 6:31 is the time. Headlines first. Morning quickies will follow. Take it away.
Nominations are sought by the Tuscarawas Democratic Executive Committee to appoint someone to the Board of Elections. In addition to the party's regular 6 p.m. meeting, they will select an individual to recommend to the Ohio Secretary of State. All applicants will have a chance to address the committee at the February 12th meeting. Resumes can be sent to the Tuscarawas Democratic Party at P.O. Box 524 New Philadelphia or at tuskdems@gmail.com. In state headlines, a 13-year-old Ohio boy who stole a handgun from his grandfather's gun cabinet and fatally shot his 11-year-old brother has been sentenced to 7 years in a youth prison. The Record Courier reports a judge in Northeast Ohio's Portage County on Friday decided not to classify the 13-year-old as a serious youthful offender, which means he can't be sent to adult prison for rule violations. For more local and state headlines, visit us at WTUZ.com.
How was your weekend? Good?
Good. How was yours?
Listen, I took the boys sled riding for the first time. They've had a few face plants in the snow. You know, the usual. That happens when you sled ride.
Yeah.
Have a little face plant.
It's a little cold, eh?
It was. I mean, we weren't out there long, like 20 minutes. It's not like I kept them out there 2 hours, you know.
I read yesterday that on Wednesday, if you are out for more than 10 minutes, you can get frostbite.
For sure, yeah. When it's that cold, for sure.
Burr.
I know it.
Not looking forward to it.
When's the last time you've gone sled riding?
High school?
Been a while, huh?
Yeah.
Just one of those things. I was like, oh, man, I used to, I don't know.
Yeah, we used to go to Dice Hill. Do you know where Dice Hill is?
Yeah.
It's in Dover. Dice Hill was like the best hill to go down. But no, I haven't been sled riding since probably high school.
Yeah. My grandparents have a, you know, now it's not, all the vegetation has grown in. But they have this hill on their property, and it was dubbed our sled riding hill. So.
Oh. Tuscarawas Park has a good one, too, but.
You allowed to do it there?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. I don't think you wouldn't be. I mean, I did growing up. No one told me no.
crash into the carousel.
Well, they actually, at the park, I think they might do this at Dice Hill too, but I don't remember. They put hay bales up in front of the trees so you don't run into the trees. You know what I mean?
That could kill you.
If you run into the tree?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I think that's why they put the hay bales up, you know, just to prevent that. It's a nice precautionary measure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like crash dummies heading into the wall.
Yeah.
Hey, the government shutdown's over. Is the wall up yet? That means the wall up, it's up, right? If the government shutdown is over with?
I don't. How did that all go down?
I don't know.
Like, how did it come? Would they just say, we're back open now?
I guess Donald Trump came to his senses, finally.
Oh.
No matter what, Ohio today going to start taking those state income tax returns. Now, if the government shutdown was still going on, what would have happened with tax returns in the first place?
I was thinking that, too. My sister said that she did her taxes yesterday, and she's like, you better file it soon just in case the government shuts down again. I'm like,
That's a
really good thought. I never thought about that.
Going to H&R Block today.
That's so crazy.
Of course, April 15th is the deadline, but Ohio today accepting state income returns, including online. So that'll be fun for everybody. There's some changes this year, I guess, with their online platform. And, you know, with the day and age we live in now, you have to answer some special questions about your identification to protect against fraud. You know, mother's maiden name, father's middle name of your first dog. Childhood street you grew up on. Right. School mascot. What are some others?
The city in which you were born.
There's one, yeah. Your first lover. Those kind of things.
I don't think
those
that's
are the personal
one.
Questions they ask. Your first celebrity crush. Who would you want to jump out of your birthday cake? You know, those are the questions that they ask you.
OMG.
I didn't think about that, if it does indeed shut down again.
Yeah. Will they accept your tax returns? That's something we should look into, because, you know, people, they want their tax money back. Crazy.
Hey, your boy Randy Houser had big news over the weekend. He's having a baby.
Baby. Oh, wow. What a fun year for him.
Him and his wife, Tatiana. I always thought it was just a made-up name, but no. People really name their daughters Tatiana.
Tatiana Ali. Don't you remember her?
I guess. Yeah, that's Muhammad Ali's daughter, right? Randy Houser.
No, it's not.
Who's Tatiana Ali?
She was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's Muhammad Ali's daughter? Layla?
Layla, there yeah. Close.
Very close.
But not close
enough. I got the last name
yep.
on it. Baby, I think boy due in June of this year.
Oh, wow.
He and his wife. He already has another son, West, who was born in 2012.
Oh.
But he got divorced back in March of 2014.
Oh, poor guy.
Seems to be happy now. You set a big year for him. It's been momentous, if you will.
Yeah.
His album, Magnolia, that film, or that album also accompanied by a short film, and now news of a new baby.
How exciting. New baby. I'm telling you, babies are in the water right now.
They have him and his wife, their social media posts, they have, I don't know if they're leather jackets or what, but it says Daddy Houser, Mama Houser.
I actually don't think I knew that he was married.
Really?
I don't think I knew that, but
claimed
I mean,
to be his biggest fan.
No, I just like his music. I don't really get into his personal life.
If I get
into your personal life, that means I do like you. Like the Kardashians, you know what I mean? All those peeps.
Hey, over the weekend, the wife and I had a very, very romantic time Saturday and Sunday night watching the documentary about the serial killer, Ted Bundy.
Oh, my God.
Very
really
romantic.
Chad.
Very romantic weekend. He's hooked on that, too.
He finished it.
The Bundy tapes.
I only watched the first set. I fell asleep. I'm like, I can't get into this.
Uh-huh.
It'll give me nightmares.
Yeah, we had to turn it off just to go to sleep last night. We were like, you want to turn this off? Yeah, let's turn this
Isn't
off.
Isn't it only like 4 episodes?
Is it? I don't know. I think I'm on episode 3. I don't know how many deep it is.
I think it's
you know, I didn't
not
know,
a lot.
I didn't know he escaped from prison a second time.
That's what
To be honest
said.
With you.
He was missing for like almost 90 days.
Yeah, I didn't know he escaped a second time. But anyway, it's on Netflix now. It's like the Bundy tapes. There's confession tapes with somebody who went and visited him in prison, and it's just fascinating.
There's a movie coming out starring Zac Efron.
Yeah, the trailer just came out for that. Did you see it?
Yeah, he does a very good portrayal, I think.
The name of the movie, is this really the name of the movie? Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile? That's the name of the film?
I don't know.
They should have just called it The Story of Ted Bundy or something.
Let me find out.
Really, the film is called Extremely Wicked, Vile, or Shockingly Evil.
Or is that just a description of it? I think you're right.
Yeah, it's really what it's called, which is kind of a strange
title.
Weird. Zac Efron, like you said, playing Mr. Bundy, Theodore Bundy. Jim Parsons is in this film from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Also known as Sheldon.
He's the lawyer.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I don't know when it's in theaters, though.
Initial release January 26th.
That's Sundance, though. I don't think it was in theater because that was a Saturday. No. So it's not in theaters.
I'm just going by what Wikipedia says.
Screw you, Wikipedia. For those who aren't into serial killers, though, Anne Hathaway says Princess Diaries 3 is coming out.
I know, that's so exciting.
I figured that would be up your alley, not the whole serial killer thing.
No, so. I'm more of into the Princess Diaries.
That's not Doves is extremely wicked, shockingly vile.
No.
And evil.
I saw her talking about it on Watch What Happens Live about how Julie Andrews wants to do it. She wants to do it. They have a script. It's ready, but they want to make sure that it's perfect. So,
who else was with her on that that episode? There?
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Yes. He's so funny. I feel like he would just be so cool to hang out with. He's just so chill.
Just a Texas
laid
boy.
Back. Just drinking his bourbon.
Yeah, he's just a normal guy with his supermodel wife from like...
I mean, he is a supermodel in his own right.
From like South America or something.
So, yeah, he's just so cool. I don't know. Very, very neat to watch those two together. But yes. Did you hear about the housewives thing this weekend?
The housewives thing? No.
Andy Cohen had a baby shower.
Oh, okay. Was there a fight at his baby shower?
No. The OGs gave him a baby shower.
Okay.
And every single housewife, you name them, they were there. Oh, my gosh. I think I
like all the originals and all the new ones.
Everybody. Well, you
cool.
name it.
Were there cameras there?
No.
See,
but there was Instagram stories, and my sister and I were on Instagram for literally an hour just like watching every single housewives story. If you're a housewives fan, you need to go look at their stories. It was epic proportions. I'm not kidding.
So your husband's watching Ted Bundy and you're
oh no, he was watching it with me.
Oh, okay.
he was like, wait a minute, did you see this person's? Did you see that?
He's probably so happy that you told us all that.
Oh, I know. It was in our, when my sister gave her speech at the wedding, she said, that's how I know that you two are meant to be together, because you enjoy the housewives just as much.
Yeah, listen.
As Michelle.
Who doesn't love a good table flip and drama every now and again?
It was great.
Every now and again.
Epic.
Hey, speaking of epic, next month, 90s Country Unplugged, Canton Palace Theater. You interested? Joe Diffie, Mark Chestnut, Neil McCoy. Does that scream 90s country?
Joe Diffie.
All together, one stage. Joe Diffie. That'll be February the 21st, and you have chances to win tickets all week long right here, courtesy of course, us and Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. All week long, we're your spot right here to win those tickets. Nathan got the party started on Saturday, actually, and we'll continue that today.
Good stuff.
99.9 WTUZ. It's your kind of country, not only here on your radio, but online at WTUZ.com. We welcome in Michelle Spring again because it is now birthday time. Our big shot celebrity birthdays come first. Sarah McLachlan. You know, you hear her song every time you see those pet adoption commercials. Spend a quarter a day, and you could... That kind of thing. She's 51.
Wow.
Joey Fat One, a.k.a. Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
From NSYNC is 42. You know, he shares a birthday with another boy band member.
Who?
That being Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. He's 39.
They're like head-to-head rivals.
And then actress Ariel Winner from Modern Family. She's 21. Wow, she's young. There you have it, your big shot celebrity birthdays. Local celebrities, we both have a lengthy list. Do you want to kickstart us off, Michelle?
Sure. Okay. Evan Davis is celebrating his 10th birthday today out of Midvale. It says, happy birthday to the best big brother ever. Love, Liam. Jamie Belknap is celebrating out of New Philadelphia. Samuel DeVore is celebrating out of Yerricksville. Pamela Pringle is celebrating her 49th birthday out of New Philadelphia. Jody Clark is celebrating the Big 5-0 from Kelly and the Boys. Michael Haga Jr. is celebrating his 31st birthday out of Louisville. Happy birthday to him. Ed Cutlip is celebrating a birthday out of Yerricksville. It says happy birthday from Jason. Nicole Winch is celebrating a birthday today out of Dover. And Sherry Dine is celebrating a birthday out of New Philadelphia. It says, happy birthday to my daughter, Sherry.
All right. I have a few more. Cindy Stevens from Stone Creek is celebrating. Eileen Day from Janaden Hutton. Happy 38th. Chris Gibson. Also, Cole Hockenberry. I like that name. Happy 16th to you, Cole. Jeremy, is it Capel or Capel? 10 years old. Also, Lisa Ashball. Happy birthday to you. And Colton Scott from Port Washington. All right, Michelle, out of all those, you do the daily because I have to pick the good old weekly birthday winner.
Real quick, yeah. Someone just texted us.
Go ahead.
Jessica Vogel, happy birthday to you. You turned 23 today.
Very nice. Yeah, we always get a last minute or last second or millisecond birthday.
Right.
Where were we again? You were picking someone.
Let me pick somebody. Yeah. Ready? How about Jody Clark celebrating her big 5-0 today?
Tell her what she's won, Michelle.
You won prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Annie Ann's, and Liddy's.
Very nice. Now, I have to, from all the daily winners last week, pick a weekly winner. Let's travel back to Wednesday. It was Alexa Ford. She's celebrating again today, because now she's the weekly birthday winner. More prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Ann's, Rod's Donuts, and cupcakes from Sugar Fuse in Dover. So congratulations to not only our daily winner, but now our weekly winner. And we'll do it all again, of course, this week. And it culminates next Monday when we'll be in February, this Friday, February the 1st, where we'll pick a monthly anniversary winner, by the way, on Friday. It's a light month, though. Not a lot of anniversary submissions. There's one later today, which we will get to. Thank you, Michelle, as always.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all, what's number one from your weekend, all presented by Rod's Donuts and Diner, Main Street, there in Yorksville. Coming up here momentarily, your chance to win $25. There are two Rod's Donuts and Diner. Donuts, cream sticks, lunch specials, breakfast specials, you name it. They have you hooked up there Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. for you early risers. Hey, the new country song is on top of the charts. That's Dierks Bentley's duet, if you will, with Brothers Osborne, Burning Man, which has been burning up the charts. See what I did there? That's the number one country song in the nation this week. Jason Aldean's Girl Like You, number two. Scotty McCreery, This Is It, at number three. Then Thomas Rhett's 16, which spent a couple weeks at number one, fell to four. And Dustin Lynch with Good Girl at number five. Remember all last week, we were handing out tickets for folks to see Justin Moore.
Yes.
And Cody Johnson. Cody Johnson's latest album, Ain't Nothing To It, is the number one album digitally on the country charts. Thought I'd throw that out there. He's having one heck of a debut. What didn't have a great debut, Michelle, is that new Matthew McConaughey Anne Hathaway film, Serenity.
Mm.
Came in at number eight, only brought in $4 million. Over this past weekend.
Ouch.
Glass, I know. Glass takes the top spot again. The M. Night Shyamalan directed film. Then you have The Upside, Aquaman, The Kid Who Would Be King. I don't know what that's about. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is at number five. Watch any of the SAGs last night, speaking of movies?
I was flipping back between that and Rent was on. Did you hear about that?
Rent, the live version?
The live action Rent.
Yeah.
I was flipping back and forth between the two. So yeah, I saw a good portion
now,
of it.
Now hold on. This is my problem with the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Yes.
They don't actually hand out best film, just best ensemble.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. Black Panther
it's all about the
that.
Actors.
I get that. Which makes sense. But Black Panther won Best Ensemble for a cast, which I don't know if that means they have any steam going into the Oscars to win Best Film or not. Glenn Close won Best Actress. This Rami Malek gentleman, who won Best Actor last night for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Since he won that, and then he won the Golden Globe, you'd think it's a shoe-in that he's...
I have a feeling.
He's going to win that Oscar there.
Have a feeling.
Emily Blunt won last night, actress in a supporting role. So very cool. The Marvelous Mrs. Is it Maisel?
Yes.
That had a big night last night, winning three big awards. And then This Is Us on the TV side won
I know.
Best Cast Ensemble. Was anybody eating their dinner there at the SAG Awards last night? Like, when they panned to the celebrities, their plates were still full with all this stuff. Like, was anybody eating? Did you notice that?
I don't know.
That's just the weird, thing I was noticing. I don't know.
That's funny. Funny observation.
Oscars are February the 24th. Kind of the last of the award shows for award season.
We still have the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, the Grammys and the Oscars. I was talking chronologically. Grammys are the 10th, right, of February?
They're coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. And 2 weeks after that, the Oscars. So there you go. You know, speaking of the Oscars, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, they're nominated big time for that, including their song Shallow.
Yes.
Now, I guess Gaga did a show in Vegas over the weekend. Bradley Cooper was there, and she coaxed him to come up on stage and perform this song.
So a really good friend of mine.
And, of course, everybody goes crazy. He's sitting right there, so cool, backwards hat, like, hey, I'm Bradley Cooper. I'm in the VIP section.
If you know him, but his name's Bradley.
Yeah, his name's Bradley.
I'm not sure if you've ever heard of him.
Did you,
that movie, A Star Is Born?
There you go. So eventually he gets up there and starts singing, which I don't know if you want to hear any of that. In the movie, he sounds
so good.
But live, right? Are they going to sing that live at the Academy Awards?
I hope so. That would be awesome.
Because it said just her, right? And all that came out because she's going to perform that.
I hope that they do it together. Right. People love them together. When I saw that video come out, I was reading the comment section on the video, and people are like, just get married already. It's cute. I haven't seen it yet. I still need to see it.
That video right there?
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Yes, I saw the video.
Hey, listen, $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner is on the line. Of course, thanks to Rod sponsoring What's Number One from over the weekend. Music, movies, entertainment, all that good stuff. Now, the keyword is Rod's on the Weaver Appliance text line. It's 330-339-9399. Send the keyword again to that number. Include your name, and we'll find a winner. Just like that, $25 to Rod's could be all yours, one heck of a way to kick off a Monday morning. 99.9 WTUZ, that's John Pardy. There's one anniversary to get to today. Isaac and Tammy Edgar, 7 years of marriage today out of Urecksville. Isaac, Tammy, happy anniversary. On Friday, we'll pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner. You know, speaking of winners, congratulations to you, Don Bueller, from the Weaver Appliance text line. $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner, all yours just for listening and texting. Congrats to you, Don. She's a first-time winner from the text line. Again, thanks to Rod's for, of course, filling someone's belly and sponsoring What's Number One from over the weekend, which Michelle and myself sort of recapped for you moments ago. If you missed it, podcast section at WTUZ.com. More of your kind of country after this on 99.9. That's right. So much there to stay up to date. The What's Happening section, podcast section too. If you missed any part of today's show or anything else notable here in Z Country, it's all right there for you. We all know, listen, it's cold outside, germs, people sneezing, people coughing, right? It's flu season and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, this company in Denmark selling Kleenexes, tissues, if you will, already pre-used to fight against the cold and flu season.
That's
thank you. They come all in a nice petri dish and everything else for you. $80. You can pick some up.
Come in a petri dish?
Oh, yeah. Already snotted on and boogerized and everything else. The company is called, now it's V-A-E-V. Is it Vaev or Vaev or I don't know. But the company says these specially treated tissues have ingredients in them along with, you know, maybe a boogie or a little snot bubble or two because, of course, they have been used.
That's foul.
They're the self-proclaimed world's boldest tissue company. Bold
is a good word for that.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, they set up shop in L.A. And they sold out their product. People in L.A. are so weird. Sure, I'll buy that. A celebrity bought that.
Gross.
Sure, I'll buy it.
Ugh.
Use tissues to fend off the flu.
Ugh. God, that makes me want to throw up. Isn't that gross? Don't you think that's gross?
I mean, they say the flu, that's what your flu shot is. They inject you with the flu virus, right?
I don't know. I have not had a flu shot in years.
No, I've never had one, but still, I guess that's what it is.
Sometimes they say that if you get a flu shot, you will get the flu.
More susceptible, if you will, to getting the flu. Listen, if you're afraid of shots, just use one of them nasty old Kleenexes right there.
Ugh, please.
Can order you some up.
What an idiot. So gross.
Woman drunk on vanilla. Say what? Yeah, that can happen. You know, vanilla extract contains just a decent amount of alcohol in there. Connecticut police say they charged a woman with DUI who was under the influence of, yes, vanilla extract. Ma'am? You smell like
she
vanilla.
She smelled good.
Step out of the vehicle, please. I smell vanilla on you. 50-year-old Stephanie Warner Grice sitting in her car at an intersection, passed out, eyes closed.
No.
Several bottles of pure, it's that pure
what?
Vanilla extract that'll get you. Of course.
Wow.
They smelled it on her breath. Like you said, she probably did smell good.
It smelled like a candle.
Mm-hmm. She was unable to answer questions. I don't know if they asked her the same questions they asked Tiger Woods or
W-X-Y-Z.
She was taken into custody, failed that sobriety test, and so on and so forth.
Ay, ay, ay. That's crazy.
Ma'am, you smell like vanilla. Step out of the car.
How many bottles did it take for her to get?
I don't know. They found multiple.
Hmm.
I mean, and they come in little bottles, don't they?
Right.
It's not like they sell
very
big,
little.
It's not like they sell big jugs of vanilla extract.
Right. Vanilla extract is expensive, too.
Mm.
It's like $8 a bottle.
Yeah, you'd be better off just buying, you know, cheap bottle of wine or something.
Right. I'm sure Boone's Farm is still $3.99.
Exactly. Boone's Farm. Hey, this is funny. A classic scene from the show The Office. You ever get into The Office? I know
no.
You love Michael what's his name? Steve Carell now. He was Michael
yes.
Scott in The Office.
See, I didn't like him when he was in The Office.
See, I love The Office. But get this. This is a wild story. A classic scene from that show. They do office training, CPR, just so everybody knows how to do CPR. And the instructor that came in during this episode said the perfect song is the Bee Gees song, Stayin' Alive, to do chest compressions. So, you know, you get in the rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're doing chest compressions on someone. Well, somebody actually used this little bit of information to save a woman's life, believe it or not. Isn't this wild? Arizona man, who's a mechanic, saw a woman unconscious in her vehicle, slumped over. He busted out a window and pulled her out. She wasn't breathing or nothing. And then he remembered that little scene from The Office and started doing chest compressions. Yes, to the song. Staying Alive from the Bee Gees. And he actually brought her back to life within a minute.
That's
awesome. She was breathing again.
That's awesome. When we did our CPR class, they told us the same song.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a real thing.
That's a real thing. you have to do it to a dummy, and then you can sing it if you want.
Right, right. Listen,
very cool.
Although they're used for training purposes, Michelle, you shouldn't call them names. I mean, I know they don't
those
have a brain.
Those dummies are hard, too.
I know they don't have a brain.
Whenever we were practicing, it's, I don't know, it's, maybe because it's just plastic, because I feel like it would be a lot more difficult, a lot easier on a human, but I just remember, like, I had to, like, put my whole body into it, like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing it.
Yeah. Isn't it illegal to stop CPR if you've already started?
I don't know.
Or it's illegal if you know it not to perform it.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's true. Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Like if you're certified and you see somebody.
This guy who saved this woman's life, his name is Cross Scott, and that's funny because Steve Carell played Michael Scott in that famous office scene. So Steve Carell should reach out to this dude just for the heck of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just a weird story.
It is weird.
All right. I have tickets for you. Four of them to see Joe Diffie, Mark Chestnut, and Neil McCoy. Get your beer goggles on this night. You aren't seeing double. It's really happening. 90s Country Unplugged, all on one stage. Canton Palace Theater, February the 21st. Michelle, I want you to pick a caller. Which number?
Do you want me to pick a high number or a low
Anything
number?
Above four.
Oh, okay. How about seven?
Seven it is. Caller seven at 330-339. $93.99. It's Monday. We'll keep it simple. Go to the phone lines. Again, caller 7 at that number. 4 tickets, all yours. That simple. Again, it's 90s Country Night Unplugged, courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. These tickets could be all yours. 99.9 WTUZ, I want to say congratulations to Jason Carly. Jason out of New Philadelphia, who claims he's working right now. But no, he just won 4 tickets to that 90s Country Night Unplugged with Joe Diffie, Mark Chestnut, and Neil McCoy. Jason, congrats. Tickets courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg and us, obviously. More chances for you to win all week long. Folks are still calling me. I did already find my winner. Shauna Berkey will find her winner later on this afternoon, so tune in to win. No Babbling Brook today, so you have to deal with me, Z News. First, let's go back in the day. On this day in history, 1985, a bunch of recording artists, you name them, Michael Jackson, Willie Nelson, Stevie Wonder, I mean, the list goes on. They all gathered to record the song We Are the World. That was on this day, 1985. A year later, on this day in 1986, sad news, the space shuttle Challenger exploded just 73 seconds after liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida. And 1 year ago today, Bruno Mars won all 6 Grammy Awards in which he was nominated for, including Album of the Year. The leading nominee, Jay-Z, walked away empty-handed that night. That was just 1 year ago at the Grammys. Holidays for today, it's Co-Working Day, Data Privacy Day, also Better Business Communication Day, and Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Also on TV this morning, you have Live with Kelly and Ryan. They have Victoria Beckham and the Backstreet Boys on. Ellen DeGeneres later, Jimmy Kimmel, Miley Cyrus. Then tonight, America's Got Talent, Big Brother Celebrity Edition, and The Bachelor on tonight. Now, speaking of things on the TV side, Dierks Bentley is serving as the executive producer of a new TV show. It could eventually land on Fox. They're in talks with them. But Dierks talks about how this whole show he's working on is like a perfect role for him right now.
I love the idea of it. It's kind of like a Cheers TV show meets Nashville. And what I saw initially was so funny. Executive producer is a great role for me because I don't have to be on camera and I don't have to be going to LA every week. So that worked out well with my family and my music. And I was like, yeah, I'm all in.
So he won't be acting in it, just executive producing. Very cool. Also, Old Dominion has something new for their fans. It's a brand new song, One Man Band is the name of that. Now, their current single, Make It Sweet, is already in the top 20 on the country charts, and they released another one. 2018 was a big year for Old Dominion. They performed 140 shows in 2018 alone. They recently just extended their Make It Sweet tour, so they'll continue their busy trek into 2019. There you have it, Z News. On a Monday, we'll see if Brooke is back tomorrow. More of Your Kind of Country coming up next on 99.9 WTUZ. 99.9 WTUZ, it's Marin Morris. Eric McElroy along with you this morning. Your morning show, fueled by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. See more Sarshon of Waynesburg. com. Let's see what happened on this day in country music history. 30 years ago, in 1989, Randy Travis's Deeper Than the Holler was at number one on the Billboard Country Singles Chart. 1992, 27 years ago, Reba released her hit song, Is There Life Out There? 15 years ago, 2004, Shockin' Y'all, the 8th studio album from Toby Keith, was at number one on the country albums chart. 7 years ago in 2012, Eric Church received his very first ever number one hit. Drink in My Hand was the name of that tune. And just 1 year ago, Chris Stapleton, a big winner at the 60th annual Grammy Awards in New York, took home trophies for Best Country Album along for Best Country Song and Best Country Solo Performance. There you have it. On this day in country music history. Coming at you next, we'll get to some of those requests. Make sure you text me, 330-339-9399. Also call with those requests if you want at that same number. And we'll get to those after the break right here on Z Country 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ. That's yours from Russell Dickerson. Your morning show over with for this morning. Catch me again tomorrow. I want to say congratulations to all of our winners from today. Jody Clark, daily birthday winner. Our weekly birthday winner, Alexa Ford. Don Bueller earlier took home $25 to Rod's Donuts and Diner. And Jason Carley, my 90s country unplugged ticket winner for this morning. He's going to see Joe Diffie, Mark Chestnut, and Neil McCoy. Do you want to go? Well, Shauna Berkey will have another chance for you this afternoon, and we have chances all week long for you to win right here on Z Country. Podcast section, if you missed anything from today's program, for Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Get in touch with us through our social media accounts, WTUZ.com. If you want to stay up to date on the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening in your neck of the woods, our streaming services are right there. And, of course, links to the station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Until tomorrow, on a Tuesday, getting ever so closer to that Arctic chill, you guys have a good one, Z Country.